Beijing reported 9 new COVID-19 infections on Sunday, the lowest daily increase of confirmed cases in a week. This brings the total infections linked to a local market to over 230 since the first case was detected on June 11th. Of the new cases, 5 were reported in Fengtai, with the remaining in Haidian, Xicheng, and Chaoyang. Chinese authorities have suspended imports of poultry from U.S. firm Tyson Foods. The move came after COVID-19 cases were reported among the employees of that meat processor. The General Administration of Customs says that meat products from the company that have already arrived in China will be temporarily sequestered. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he does not rule out the possibility of bidding for another presidential term if constitutional amendments are adopted. He made the remarks in a recent TV interview. Russia will hold a referendum on a set of constitutional amendments on July 1st. One of them will allow Putin to seek 2 more 6-year terms as president when his current mandate ends in 2024. New York City will enter phase 2 of reopening later today. Around 300,000 New Yorkers are expected to be able to return to work. The city has recorded more than 200,000 COVID-19 infections since March, with over 17,000 deaths. It started to ease pandemic restrictions 2 weeks ago. The Iranian Deputy Minister of Justice says the country is ready to swap prisoners with other countries on humanitarian grounds amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Mahmoud Abbasi says over 100 Iranian prisoners have returned from Georgia, and a number of foreign prisoners have been sent to their home countries over the past couple of months. Iran has also announced its readiness to extradite 44 Pakistani prisoners and is awaiting the country's response. It's also swapped prisoners with the United States. A top advisor to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says that Palestinians reject any annexation of the Jordan Valley and West Bank settlements by Israel. Nabil Abu Radena says this is an issue of principle and that the Palestinian leadership will maintain and fight for this national position. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to annex the Jordan Valley and all Israeli West Bank settlements. Netanyahu's plan is in line with President Donald Trump's Middle East plan, which was rejected by the Palestinians. The process could begin as early as July 1st. European and Arab countries have warned that Israel's move would violate international law and threaten any hope for a two-state solution. China's e-commerce platforms registered record-high sales during the mid-year online shopping festival amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Alibaba's online marketplace, Tmall, saw deals reach new highs of nearly 700 billion yuan, roughly 100 billion U.S. dollars. JD.com reported about 270 billion yuan in orders coming through the shopping festival, an increase of over 30% year-on-year. Other major platforms, such as Suning.com, also set new sales records. China's manufacturing sector saw a surge in new loans in the first 5 months as authorities strengthened financial support amid the COVID-19 pandemic. More than 1.4 trillion yuan, roughly 200 billion U.S. dollars worth of new loans, have flowed to Chinese manufacturers, up 10% year-on-year. It's the highest growth since 2014. The annular solar eclipse has been seen across much of Asia and West Africa. The phenomenon is often called a ring of fire because the moon doesn't fully cover the sun, leaving a rim of golden sunlight still visible. Annular solar eclipses occur about 66 times per century and can only be viewed by people in the narrow band along its path. The last annular eclipse was in December. The next one's expected next June.